This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's reading of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in young adult listening, including the debut young adult fantasy, The Black Witch, Black Witch Chronicles, Book 1, by Lori Frost. It's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. And The Gold Sun, by Carrie Ann Noble, an Earphones winner, read by Gerard Doyle. I'll also have reviews in children and family listening, featuring reviews of Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder, read by Kim May Guest, and In the Shadow of the Sun by Anne Sibley O'Brien, read by Jackie Chung. Both are Earphones winners. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The World Beneath. It's written by Janice Warman, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Debbie Hawkins. Narrator Debbie Hawkins grew up in Africa and still lives there, so it's not surprising that she's so fluent in portraying both the Xhosa-speaking young Joshua and his mother, as well as the Afrikaans language of white South Africans. She brings realism and character distinction to this story of a boy who learns to fight South Africa's apartheid system in 1976. Speaking in the present tense, Hawkins captures the haughty orders given by Afrikaner Mrs. Malerbers, the joviality of Joshua, which dims as he ages, the clicking warning used by Joshua's mother in times of danger, and the urgent whispers of black revolutionaries and their white co-conspirators. Werman's novel shows the complex relationships that existed between whites and blacks as they struggled for and against apartheid. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of The World Beneath by Janice Warman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Debbie Hawkins, available from Dreamscape for 4.25 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our second review in young adult listening is Solo by Kwame Alexander with Mary Rend Hest. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kwame Alexander. This novel in verse, written by Kwame Alexander with Mary Rend Hest, sings with the despair, hope, and love that wash over 17-year-old Blade, a budding musician. Alexander's affection for Blade is obvious through his narration. He wrings every drop of emotion from a poignant story of a teen who is missing his mother, who died years ago, and battling his father, a broken-down rock star who is incapable of staying sober or taking responsibility for anything or anyone. When Blade's girlfriend deserts him, and his sister reveals a devastating family secret, Blade leaves for Ghana to discover his true history. Peppered with references to songs by famous rockers like Lenny Kravitz and Stevie Nicks, Blade's own songs, set to music and sung by Randy Preston, are an integral part of this moving audio production. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Solo. It's by Kwame Alexander and Mary Rend Hest. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kwame Alexander. It's available from Blink for 4 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have City of Saints and Thieves by Natalie C. Anderson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Pascal Armand. Tina is a 16-year-old Congolese refugee turned Kenyan street gang member and thief. Narrator Pascal Armand's convincing portrait captures Tina's many contrasts, her toughness and tenderness, duplicity and honesty, questioning and certainty. Armand also makes clear Tina's unswerving determination to care for her half-sister Kiki and to discover who murdered her mother. Armand depicts secondary characters just as strongly, particularly Grayhill, the wealthy American who fathered Kiki. He seems kind to Tina's face and callous during overheard conversations. And his son Michael, is he a love interest or an enemy? As Armand switches easily between both accents and personas, the story's tension remains high amid scheming, sleuthing, and Tina's confusion about personal and political situations that surround her. Throughout, Armand's pacing and character dramatizations and emotional notes never fail. Susie Wild wrote that review of City of Saints and Thieves. It's written by Natalie C. Anderson and is read by Pascal Armand. It's an Earphones winner, and it's available from Listening Library for 11.25 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next we have, in Young Adult Listening, The Gold Sun. It's by Carrie Ann Noble, an Earphones winner, read by Gerard Doyle. Noble creates a fantasy world worthy of a grim fairy tale, and narrator Gerard Doyle delivers it with energy and style. Young Tommen Kelly is cursed by Lorcan Riley, a leprechaun whose ambition is to become king of the leprechauns. Portraying the ruthless villain blinded by greed, Gerard oozes evil into every syllable. He speaks, yet he controls his performance so that villain goes beyond stereotype. Using distinct Irish accents, Doyle fills this young adult fantasy with memorable character voices and infuses Tommen's spirit in particular with the power of a fallen hero. This is a must-listen for teen fantasy lovers. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of The Gold Sun, and that's S-O-N, by Carrie Ann Noble, an Earphones winner, read by Gerard Doyle, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 8.75 hours, unabridged, young adult. Our next review in Young Adult is Midnight at the Electric by Jody Lynn Anderson, read by Georgiana Marie, Bailey Carr, and Fiona Hardingham, and it's an Earphones winner. A trio of narrators portray the three heroines in this novel, which nicely integrates its subplots. Georgiana Marie animates cold 17-year-old Audrey, who is orphaned and bound for Mars in 2065. While living with a distant cousin, Audrey discovers the writings of two ancestors, and her prickly detachment turns to curiosity, then caring. Bailey Carr reads the emotional journal of Cat, written during the Dust Bowl era. Cat is desperate to save her sister from lung disease, passionately in love with the farm's handyman, and angry with her mother for something Audrey can't figure out. That anger is linked to Lenore's letters. Fiona Hardingham brings out Lenore's vivacity and consuming grief after her brother's death in World War I. Re-listening is recommended for this compelling audio with its evocative writing, parallel stories, and strong performances. That review by Susie Wild was of Midnight at the Electric. It's written by Jody Lynn Anderson, and it's available, and it's read by Georgiana Marie, Bailey Carr, Fiona Hardingham, and it's an earphones winner available from Harper Audio for 6.5 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Black Witch. Black Witch Chronicles, Book 1 by Laurie Forrest. It's an earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. This debut fantasy introduces listeners to Ellerin Gardner, granddaughter and spitting image of the powerful, celebrated Black Witch. This ambitious story is impressively narrated by the talented Julia Whalen, who creatively details its world of intricate magical practices and diverse inhabitants. Studying at the cosmopolitan Verpax University, naive Ellerin must question the divisive beliefs she absorbed while growing up when she finds herself learning along those she's been taught to hate. Whalen ably creates and sustains a wide cast of characters with intriguing and faithfully distinguished voices. Most importantly, she cultivates listeners' connections with flawed but ultimately good-hearted Ellerin, whose first-person story portrays her fumbling attempts at understanding a wider world. Listeners witness Ellerin learning to question her assumptions and see the world and herself more clearly. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of The Black Witch, Black Witch Chronicles, Book 1 by Laurie Forrest. It's an earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 18.25 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. This is a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Continuing now with young adult fiction, we have Words in Deep Blue by Kath Crowley, read by Hamish R. Johnson and Chelsea Bruland, and it's an earphones winner. An achingly beautiful tale of love, loss, and literature from Australian author Kath Crowley is given an engrossing narration by Chelsea Bruland and Hamish R. Johnson. Rachel Sweetie's inconsolable grief over her younger brother's death opens a story that unfolds in multiple layers. Returning to the town where she grew up, Rachel reconnects with old friends, particularly Henry Jones, with whom she is secretly in love. Henry's family owns a unique secondhand bookshop featuring a letter library, where readers communicate by leaving notes in the pages of favorite old volumes. Bruland and Johnson employ varied inflections and cadences to distinguish old from young and to differentiate the notes left in the letter library from the narrative. While it may take a bit of time to settle into the rhythm of this audiobook, it's well worth the effort. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Words in Deep Blue. It's by Kath Crowley, an earphones winner, read by Hamish R. Johnson and Chelsea Bruland, and it's available from Listening Library for 6.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we leave young adult and move into children and family listening. And our first review is Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder, an earphones winner, read by Kim May Guest. Kim May Guest captivates listeners with her narration of Snyder's wondrous story about nine on an island orphans all. Ginny has become the new elder who is responsible for teaching and protecting the island's newest inhabitant, S. Guest incorporates a different tone and pace for each of the story's nine, later ten, consistently portrayed characters, adjusting her voice to embody a variety of ages, personalities, and attitudes. As the mystery of the island unfolds, Guest brings Ginny and S's many adventures and mishaps to life. Narrating from Ginny's perspective, Guest's tone slowly changes over the course of the story after Ginny makes a decision that brings chaos to the orphan's home. Veronica Chrysler wrote that review of Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kim May Guest, available from Harper Audio for 7.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have In the Shadow of the Sun by Anne Sibley O'Brien, an Earphones winner, read by Jackie Chung. Mia, who was adopted from Korea, discovers forbidden photos while visiting North Korea with her father and brother. When police seize their father, the siblings attempt to escape, carrying proof of government atrocities. Narrator Jackie Chung's delivery of the precise, stilted English of the government guides suggests Mia's sense of being an outsider. However, Chung truly sets the mood of otherworldliness in her vocalizations of the gross contradiction inherent in every aspect of North Korean life. Soaring pride in contributing to the grandiose glorification of the nation, and abject terror of reprisal for failing to meet the supreme leader's expectations. The thoughts of North Koreans swing from rapturous to terrified, like balancing on a knife blade. As depicted by Chung, Mia and her brother Simon are desperate and believable. Tension is palpable in this middle grade thriller. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of In the Shadow of the Sun. It's written by Anne Sibley O'Brien, an Earphones winner, read by Jackie Chung. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 9 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Friendshape, one word, Friendshape, by Amy Krauss Rosenthal, read by Amy Krauss Rosenthal, Kate and Lily Wayant, and Quinn A. Seaman, and Ryan Cassell. And it's an Earphones winner. Amy Krauss Rosenthal and the young narrators who accompany her give listeners young and old a memorable, shape-inspired look at the essence of friendship. The story follows a pattern. Rosenthal cheerily and clearly speaks a line of text. For example, friends are welcome others to join in. Then the various shapes, rectangle, square, triangle, and circle, as portrayed by the youthful narrators, answer, "So glad you could stop by." Of course, there are lots of giggles. A musical interlude follows each vignette so that listeners can enjoy the illustrations. The marriage of story and audio presentation is outstanding. And Richie wrote that review of Friendshape by Amy Krauss Rosenthal, read by the author and a group of young narrators. It's an Earphones winner. It's available from Weston Woods Studios for 7 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have Freedom Over Me, 11 Slaves, Their Lives and Dreams Brought to Life. It's written by Ashley Bryan. It's read by Patricia R. Ford, Kevin R. Free, and Jenny Sterling, and it's an Earphones winner. Based on an 1828 estate appraisal that included 11 enslaved men, women, and children, this audiobook is a heart-rending exploration of what slavery meant to those who were deemed property. It leaps from the pages through the commanding performances of Patricia R. Floyd and Kevin R. Free. Their emotionally connected narration leaves no doubt as to the cruelty of a system that treated human beings no differently than cattle or household goods. And yet, hope prevailed, and the belief in eventual freedom persisted, all made clear through crisp narration, measured cadence, and sometimes song. Jenny Sterling, as the voice of the haughty, thoughtless plantation owner, provides the right bookends to Brian's 2017 Newbery Honor-winning poetry. For an additional treat, get a copy of the print edition to enjoy Brian's 2017 Coretta Scott King Honor-winning illustrations. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Freedom Over Me, 11 Slaves, Their Lives and Dreams Brought to Life. It's written by Ashley Bryan. It's an Earphones winner, read by Patricia R. Floyd, Kevin R. Free, and Jenny Sterlin. And it's available from Recorded Books for 42 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is A Poem for Peter, the story of Ezra Jack Keats and the creation of The Snowy Day. It's written by Andrea Davis Pinkney, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Channy Watts. Narrator Channy Watts is quick to establish the rhythms and emotions of this tribute to Ezra Jack Keats, author and illustrator of the children's classic, The Snowy Day. The book featured an African-American boy named Peter and introduced readers to multiculturalism in children's literature in 1962. Keats's Jewish parents fled Poland before his birth to escape prejudice, but in America they faced poverty and discrimination. There are harsh truths about struggle in this book, and Waits delivers them vividly. There are also poignant descriptions wrapped in imaginative lyricism. For example, Pinkney says snow is nature's we all blanket. Snow doesn't pick a wealthy man's doorstep over a poor lady's stoop. Waits has equal sensitivity to the story's poetic moments. The afterword has more information about Keats's contribution to children's literature. Susie Wild wrote that review of A Poem for Peter, the story of Ezra Jack Keats and the creation of The Snowy Day. It's by Andrea Davis Pinkney, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Channy Waits. It's from Recorded Books for 34 minutes, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Piper Green and the Fairy Tree. It's by Ellen Potter, read by Tavia Gilbert. Piper Green, a girl who has a fairy tree in her yard, is embarking on an imaginary trip to China with her classmates. Piper fibs that, like her friends, she has plenty of experience flying in airplanes. So her classmates decide she should be the trip's flight attendant. If only she had confessed her lack of knowledge about airplane travel. Tavia Gilbert's portrayal of Piper has all the vocal animation needed as she attempts to keep up with her fib, from deep despair to full panic to determination. Gilbert gives Piper's classmates childlike voices in high-pitched, comforting, or know-it-all tones. Her teacher is authoritative and a master of pilot lingo. Neighbors sound warm, interested, and gently soothing. Young listeners will appreciate this spunky heroine and her classroom friends. Ann Ritchie wrote that review of Piper Green and the Fairy Tree. It's written by Ellen Potter, read by Tavia Gilbert. It's available from Live Oak Media for 1 hour, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Next, we have Big Little Questions According to Wren Jo Bird. It's written by Julie Bow, read by Emily Iden. Emily Iden captures the bittersweet experience of preteen Wren Jo Bird, who is grappling with her parents' divorce and the growing friendship between her friend Amber and Mariana, the new girl in town. Wren's full of questions. Can two be a family? Which is harder, keeping a secret, in Wren's case, pretending her parents are together, or telling the truth? Iden sounds believably young when expressing Wren's confusion as she grapples with the pain of divorce. As the story unfolds, Ren begins to comprehend the sometimes hidden hurts of those around her. With nuance and compassion, Iden gently encourages listeners to consider how Ren finds her way through a difficult time. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Big and Little Questions, according to Ren Jo Bird. It's written by Julie Bao, read by Emily Iden, available from Listening Library for 4.25 hours unabridged, ages 6 and up. Finally today, we have The Uncorker of Ocean Bottles by Michelle Cuevas, read by Scott Sowers. Narrator Scott Sowers' measured pace is tantalizing and demands close listening. Haven't we all hoped to find a message in a bottle washed up on shore? The uncorker featured in this story seems to do it all the time, and then he sets about delivering that message to its rightful owner, whether he or she is nearby or so far away that the uncorker's compass becomes rusty. With crystal clear enunciation and lingering pauses over delicious words and phrases, Sowers delivers listeners into this world. How does this mysterious person spend his time? Where do his deliveries take him? Whom does he meet? And what will happen when the uncorker has a mysterious invitation to deliver? Ann Ritchie wrote that review of The Uncorker of Ocean Bottles by Michelle Cuevas, read by Scott Sowers, available from Recorded Books for 6 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Well, that's our closing for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. So many really wonderful audiobooks in so many genres. You can count on us at Audiophile magazine to help you decide which audiobooks are for you, which authors you'd like to hear more from, and which narrators you'd like to take with you on a long trip. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.